Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Presidential politics taking center stage this Good Friday morning. Donald Trump commenting briefly on the road ahead for the wife and young child of slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller.
They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Trump paid respects at the family wake on Thursday in New York. The 31-year-old NYPD officer was shot by a suspect during a routine traffic stop in Queens on Monday. Trump said he's an advocate for law and order. President Biden's being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser in New York. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The president of Ukraine urging Congress to deliver critical aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. President Zelensky briefed House Speaker Mike Johnson on the battlefield situation on Thursday, warning of Ukraine's dwindling resources and Russia's advances. He said quick passage of aid by Congress is vital. The Senate last month passed a bipartisan national security measure that includes funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, although the House has yet to take it up. The wealthiest 1% of Americans are now worth around $44 trillion in combined stock and asset value between them all. Roughly 300,000 of America's wealthiest households have been collecting trillions in additional income the last several years, too. Along with inflation since 2020, their wealth has increased by roughly $15 trillion. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
A federal judge Thursday sentencing Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington megadonor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud scheme centered on his crypto empire. Bankman-Fried faced a maximum 110 years in prison. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and on Americans. He points to the current status of immigration at the U.S. southern border.
People are dying. Texas citizens are dying, whether it's from fentanyl or an illegal drunk driver or a killer or a gang member. People are dying in this country.
Patrick also spoke in favor of the new state law in Texas, SB4, which would allow state and local officers to arrest those suspected of entering the country illegally. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring on North Korea. State Department Department spokesman Matthew Miller described this move as indicative of increased cooperation between Russia and North Korea. U.S. officials have raised concerns, alleging North Korea is providing weapons to Russia in its war with Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. My good friend Craig Huey, the founder of electionforum.org, popular speaker, political commentator, internationally successful business owner, and author of The Great Deception, 10 Shocking Dangers, and The Blueprint for Rescuing the American Dream. Craig, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, Bill, it's great to be with you. I'm doing good. Thanks.
Well, today is Good Friday. And it's Good Friday in many respects, but it reminds us, Craig, of, you know, what was going on. I mean, it seems that your book, The Great Deception, can rhyme with what was happening over 2,000 years ago when you talk about narrative and an abandonment of truth and all the chaos that was created at the time of Jesus' ministry and his death, right?
Oh, 100%. I got to tell you, Bill, as we take a look at Good Friday, you basically have people at that time who were deceived. Mm-hmm. And today we have people who are deceived. And you take a look at the Bible, both in the Old and New Testament, the themes of deception and deceit, it's extensive. It's everywhere. The Old Testament, the New Testament, we see Jesus talking about deceit. Peter and John warn about it. Paul talks about deception. And quite frankly, you take a look and it's Good Friday. When you think of the brutality of the cross, when you think of the fact that the beating and the suffering and the horror that was inflicted upon an innocent man nailed to the cross, you think Good Friday, what's good about that?
Right.
And the fact is, what was good about that is that from the very beginning, Bill, the Bible from Genesis on talks about God's sovereign plan for a broken, sinful man.
Exactly.
And from the very beginning of Scripture, it talks about how man who, you and I, sinners, people who have fallen because of thought, attitudes, actions, things we've done, things we thought about, things which are to a holy God are sinful, that, we basically may try to deceive ourselves, but we're separated from God. Everybody's separated from God until they have a reconciliation. And that reconciliation, that peace with the true and living God, the only peace that can happen between you and God comes from the fact that there was the cross.
Exactly.
You think of the road of Emmaus. After the cross, you have the disciples, you have the people following Christ who are thought everything's gone bad. All of our plans for salvation, for rescuing us, for saving Israel, for saving our people, it's all been destroyed. Everything we hope for is gone and lost. They're walking along, and in the Word of God, it says they were kept from recognizing Jesus, who was walking along with them 3 days later, after the resurrection.
Exactly.
Bill, here's what happened. He started talking to them. They didn't know who he was. And he started talking about the fact that from the beginning, did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? It says, the Bible says, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. He spoke truth.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The truth is that they had salvation because of the Good Friday and the cross.
Yeah.
And it's salvation for us. The truth is, basically when we talk about Good Friday, we talk about the fact that for our sake, he made them to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And Bill, I'm excited because I can celebrate today because Jesus provided a way where his righteousness could become mine, and my sin he took upon himself.
Right, exactly. Well, what you said was so important here, Craig, and that is the idea that apart from the truth, you don't understand how Good Friday is.
No.
So good, right? So that's what Jesus was doing. I mean, he solved the issue there by bringing to these two individuals the truth of God, the Word of God. I mean, when Satan came after Jesus, what did Jesus confront him back with? But the truth of God, it was what, what God had said. And the very thing that Satan, let's go back to the Garden of Eden, and that was the big sin of Satan. Did God really say? Questioned whether or not, he questioned the bottom line, questioned the integrity of God, didn't he?
He did, and it was deceitful. It was, you see, right there.
Yeah. Yep.
And so right there was the deceit. But here's the thing. The good news is God loves everyone. Things are not out of control. Everything was planned by God for our good. Everything was planned by God for our salvation through the death of Jesus Christ. And the gospel is the reason Good Friday is a good day for bad people.
Exactly. Exactly. It's God's antidote, for our sin pandemic. And this is the answer. And the thing is, again, when you really have a Selah moment, as the Bible would refer to it, and really meditate on how significant and how much God loves us, Craig, that he would send his son to a fallen world that's messed up. I mean, how many, I mean, you can go to the best people and ask them if they'd be willing to put their son on a cross for a bunch of people that didn't like him. I don't think you're going to get a positive answer, right?
No. It's beyond imagination. And that, again, displays the truth of the cross, the truth of the gospel. In a world of deceit, there is truth. And the truth is, God loves us. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
The thing that I find so amazing about the truth, Craig, is that when we're held captive by deception, self-deception including, is that when the truth comes in, it unlocks those chains that have held us back. And it really liberates us, doesn't it?
It does. And that liberation, that freedom, it breaks the chains of sin. It breaks the chains that of guilt and shame. It breaks the sins of bad habits. It breaks the sins of our past and gives us hope and a guidance for a new future. And that future is walking in truth here while we're here on earth, but also in heaven with the Heavenly Father in the future.
Amen. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Craig Huey after this.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Okay, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under $25. That'll be perfect for my girls' basket. And I saved 40% on 2 dresses for them, too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off, plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
We're back. back with you, America. Great to have you with us, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us on this Good Friday, 2024. Craig Huey, the founder of electionforum.org, popular speaker, political commentator, author of the new book, The Great Deception, 10 Shocking Dangers in the Blueprint for Rescuing the American Dream. Craig, I just want to give you an opportunity to kind of summarize and put a bow on this wonderful day, Good Friday, which, as you said, people were so deceived and misunderstood because they were away from the truth and didn't understand why Jesus had to go to the cross. And it took a while for even his closest allies, his apostles, and the disciples who were around him through his 3.5 year of ministry to finally, you know, connect the dots throughout the Old Testament, why these things had to happen. And I got to imagine there had to be a moment, even for Peter, because Peter in so many ways reflects a lot of us, right? Peter had his way and his understanding, and even confronted Jesus at one point. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." You know, and Peter's probably thinking, "What? You know, I'm just thinking all these." Yeah, but that's your thoughts. Those aren't God's thoughts, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the road to Emmaus is an amazing little story that often is not really looked upon. It holds the key to so much truth of the Bible. It says in there, they asked each other after they heard Jesus talk about the Old Testament, about what the Bible was saying about who he was, his coming, exactly, his love for them, the fact that he was going to die on the cross, the fact that he was going to rise from the dead, the fact that he is coming again, and the prophecies of him coming back the second time, which are near. All these, they as the Bible says, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us?
Exactly.
While he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us. That's what happens when people go to church. If people will go to church for a Good Friday service, for especially an Easter service, even an Easter sunrise service, their hearts are going to burn within them as they
exactly
hear the word of God. And if they never accepted Christ, it will be transformational as God transitions their whole mind and body and soul. The Bible says we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son with a personal relationship with the true and living God. And it's the scripture causes our hearts to burn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went to church after I accepted Jesus Christ. And the pastor said something that I say to everyone, and I love it when they return a response. And quite frankly, when I've spoken in Cuba to the underground church, when I've been in other countries talking to people who are believers in Christ, they know this one thing, and it's this. And they say, the Lord has risen. He has risen in. And it's a confirmation from one person to another. He has risen from the dead. And
exactly,
he has risen because he loves us. So is the Lord risen? He's risen indeed.
Well, Craig, the culture today has been diluted with deception and lies.
Yep.
The truth no longer is a defense. It's become an offense. Sadly, this is where we are. And my prayer is, for those of you who will make a first-time decision, that you will honor this appointed time. This is an appointed time. You're listening to this because God has appointed this time for you to hear what Craig and I are talking about. And God is faithful with his word. It says that his word goes out and finds its mate. Now, when that happens, that's when you have that kind of, light bulb moment. That, you know, like Craig was talking about, just like on that road to Emmaus, that burning that takes place within your spirit that says, yeah, this is it. This is, you know, I say, Craig, this is round peg, round hole kind of information. You know,
yes.
Until you become that round peg in a round hole, fit in the gospel and the truth of God, you are that square. You're that square peg that has all these friction points and irritations, and you are confined. You're enslaved. And God wants us to be round pegs and round holes and part of the kingdom process. Your book, The Great Deception, points out the condition of our culture and how we have, how the truth has been kicked to the curb and how we've become, you know, really victims of this modern narrative and this lie that those who are in power that are controlling the mainstream media, social media, and other venues, what they're doing. And you point out 10 shocking dangers, but also what I love is that you say, here's the blueprint, you know, for rescuing yourself and rescuing the American dream. Because God willing, if we are to have this Nineveh moment I keep referring to, that Jesus would tarry, perhaps, we don't know, but if he should, maybe we would have one opportunity, I don't know if it'd be the last opportunity for a revival, unmeasurable, you know, unimaginable, you know, go ahead.
The Great Deception book that I just wrote, you know, people will love it because I prepared it for this upcoming election. I prepared it so that people would know the key issues and be able to learn how to answer family members, pastors, youth leaders, how to be able to talk to friends and neighbors that know the answers to some of the tough questions our country faces, from, you know, the economy, the artificial intelligence, school indoctrination, all these different things. But I gave also a roadmap. I call it Rescuing the American Dream. And I talked about how we can do that and how, indeed, the foundation for doing that are Christians. And, indeed, how the ability of Christians being able to turn America around and restoring that American dream is there. But just what you said, Bill, revival is ultimately what we need to have. Revival will ultimately overcome our cultural's massive slide into this deception. The ultimate victory over deception, Bill, the ultimate victory over deception is found in Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
But you can't get there in your arrogance. You must approach him in truth and humility, right?
That's absolutely correct. And how humbling it is to go before God, say, God, I've had a hard heart. Or God, I've sinned. I've fallen short of your glory. You know, so many people look upon their outward appearance. You know, I'm a good person. I don't think I need God. But everybody has fallen short of God's standards. Our thoughts, maybe not so much our actions. We can justify some of those. Others, they know that they have violated God's holiness over and over and over again. Everyone, not one person. Is there that can't call upon Jesus, and whatever they've done, whatever their condition, whatever their situation, God is a God who will forgive them. And he'll completely forgive them, and as if it never happened, they'll be transformed into a new person. They'll be able to have a personal relationship with the true and living God, and they will have not only a peace and a joy and a hope for this world, but for heaven yet to come.
Exactly. Well, happy Good Friday, my good friend. Happy Good Friday to our listeners, that you may realize the love of God to its fullest, that his face would shine upon you in such a way, and that you would realize his graciousness and his peace on this Good Friday as it leads to the most miraculous and incredible days of the holy days, Easter Sunday. Right, Craig Huey?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Craig. Take care, buddy. God bless. Happy Easter, my friend.
You too.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
News update. A panel of United Nations nuclear weapons experts will not be continuing their annual reviews of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That after Russia vetoed a measure seeking a continuation of the UN's annual review. China abstained from the vote. Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested this thug.
The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here. Right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You got a piece on Letitia McEvil. I'm surprised Donald Trump has not used that. You know, this takes us back to our David Clayton Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Lucretia McEvil. But I think Letitia, you know, that's the tie-in, right? What do you think?
It's a great tie-in. I'd totally forgotten that song. I've heard it before. But yeah, Lucretia McEvil, Letitia McEvil, that sounds very similar. Yeah, that's really good, actually. Brilliant.
Well,
and the classic rock fans is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm surprised Trump is not. But maybe, you know, he'll listen to us and he'll pick it up and then we'll start hearing Letitia McEvil.
That's really good.
As if he doesn't have enough trouble already, you know, for defamation or whatever else, and he's probably going, oh, thanks a lot, Bill. Just add another, you know, couple $100 million to the tab here. Why not, you know?
Yeah, they'll find him $75 million just for saying Letitia McEvil. It's really good.
Well, you're writing that he should sue. Letitia McEvil. See, I'm going to say Letitia McEvil now forever. For sex and race and discrimination, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't know this until I saw this, I think on Fox News a couple of nights ago. She said when she was running for attorney general, mm-hmm. stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale. And then she chanted, too male, too pale, too stale, too male, too pale, too stale, chanting over and over in front of a rally crowd. And, you know, if you think somebody's ideas are stale, that's okay. But when you say too male and too pale,
right.
At that point, you're now engaging in sex discrimination and race discrimination. And if she's got that kind of an attitude, I think you can argue under the 1964 Civil Rights Act that he's being discriminated against on the basis of sex and race. And the 64 Civil Rights Act says very clearly any state agency that gets federal money that engages in sex and race discrimination is guilty of discrimination and you know, it's going to be in big trouble. And as luck would have it, she has collected something under her on her watch, something like $311 million. In federal subsidies for substance abuse treatment, forensic science improvement, statistical analysis, a lot of other stuff. So she's definitely taking federal money, while at the same time she's, you know, been spouting off about too male and too pale. And I think there's a case to be made that under the 64 Civil Rights Act, that Donald J. Trump's civil rights are being abused and denied by Letitia McEvil, and he ought to go to federal court, make that case.
Yeah. Well, and how does she hold on to her license? You know, first of all, running for office, targeting a political figure directly. I thought that that was verboten. Did something get lost in translation along with everything else that Black Lives Matter, for example, was ignored for offending?
Well, you know, a lot of stuff got buried in the George Floyd riots, including, I guess, the U.S. Constitution, due process, basic decency, among other things. But as I explained in my article, American Spectator, the headline is Trump should sue Letitia James for sex and race discrimination. American Spectator ran this the other day. And I point out, as you say, when she ran for attorney general, you know, her big campaign plank was, I'm going to get Trump. And she said, I'm specifically going to prosecute him for this crime or that crime. Just get Trump. Generally get Trump, you know. Find some way to lock the guy up just for laughs. And that's not what prosecutors are supposed to do. And run for office, no less, and have that as the main plank of your campaign. She said over and over in her campaign, you know, I'm going to get up in the morning, prosecute Donald J. Trump, defend your rights, and go home. I think she said that several times. So, I mean, to have that level of bias and animus, even before she's elected, even before she's sworn in, I think is that really should be grounds for disbarment. I mean, she should not be in this position at all.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah. What's the basis of it? Is it just because, you know, he represented the man, the white man? And after all the things, you know, I think there needs to be an article where we sit there and delineate, DeRoy, all the good things that Donald Trump did for New York. And compare it with all the good things that Letitia McEvil has done for New York.
Well, she's not done much for us. I mean, I live in New York City, and she's the attorney general here, and she's been so focused on getting Trump. You know, that's all she seems to do. Our crime rate's out of control, shoplifting galore. I can tell you, I live around the corner from a Duane Reade store that used to be open 24 hours a day. They are closing at 11 p.m. because they can't handle all shoplifting. I talked to one of the managers there, and he told me that he estimated that they're losing about $5,000 a day to shoplifting. That's about $1.5 million a year if you extrapolate it. And on top of that, you've got, I said, you know, now that they're closing at 11, has that decreased the shopping, the shoplifting? He said, no, it's just rather than come in at 2 or 3 in the morning, they come in at 8 or 9 p.m. So it's just shifted it earlier in the day.
They just have to.
So it's done.
Exactly.
They just
reschedule.
They reschedule the shoplifting.
Yeah, shoplifting hours have been altered now.
Yes. Exactly,
you know, right?
Yes.
In order to.
Shoplifting convenience, please come in between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. It's
11
about $1.8 million. I mean, if you extrapolate $5,000, it's about $1.8 million they're losing. And that's a significant chunk of dough. My fear is that they're just going to get fed up and close the store. And that might lose my pharmacy. So.
Right.
When I need my pharmaceutical drugs, that's where I get them. You know, I'm fit. I can walk around and go to another place. But, you know, if you're 80, 90 years old, and that's where you go to get your drugs, and you now have to walk from there to someplace, you know, 6, 7, 8 blocks away, you know, that's a significant inconvenience. And so this is the kind of thing Letitia James ought to be focused on. And she's not doing that because she's spending, you know, every waking hour getting Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my question is what she'd contribute. I mean, I look at the skyline of New York. I see nothing that she did to, you know, improve the skyline and building anything. Job creation, has she created a job? What is the viability and contribution to New Yorkers that she has done, you know, compared to what Donald Trump has done?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any jobs she's created. I don't know of any businesses she's launched. I don't know of any charitable contributions she's made versus Donald J. Trump, who built Trump Tower. He took over and runs 40 Wall Street. Woman Rink, I believe, under Mayor Ed Koch, was just sitting there. Ice Rink was supposed to be functioning in Central Park. It was sitting there just doing nothing. And Trump came in and says, you know, give me control of this and see what I can do. And I think within something like 3 months, people were ice skating on top of the Roman rink.
Exactly. Yeah.
Versus just a hole with a bunch of pipes, which it was under government when the government was running it under Ed Koch. So we've seen time and time again, Donald J. Trump launches businesses, opens office buildings, opens hotels, runs apartment buildings. These people all have employees.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He creates jobs. He pays tax revenue, a lot of tax revenue, property tax and other kinds of tax. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can love the guy, you can hate the guy, but he's actually being productive mm-hmm. and contributing yeah. something to the city of New York and upstate, you know, Westchester and elsewhere and all around mm-hmm. the world. Versus Letitia James, who just, you know, she's got him in court. She's got this, you know, monomaniacal obsession with getting Trump. That seems to be also, you know, that's all she's doing for her salary that I and other New Yorkers are paying.
Yeah. What a legacy after all is said and done. I mean, this is really, it's really pathetic. And how she survives this whole situation and why the bar doesn't, you know, go after her and disbar her, I don't know. I mean, you cannot have this in a civil society. This is wrong on so many levels. And, of course, New Yorkers are already paying the price because you've got international businesses. You've got local businesses that are quietly packing their bags. They're not making any big announcement like some golfers saying, hey, we're leaving California. We're going to go to Florida. I mean, they're just packing their bags and exiting stage left.
You know, you make a very good point, which is I wish when companies pack up and leave California, New York, New Jersey, and the other high tax, you know, Democrat states, they give a press conference. Say, you know what? We're out of here. And here's why. Too much tax, too much crime, endless regulations, et cetera. And so bye. We're off to Texas. We're off to Florida. Here's why. That would be helpful because it would at least put a light on the problem. Usually what they do is they sneak out at 3 in the morning when nobody's looking and disappear and you just don't see them. But you're at least aware that they're not there anymore. The office is
exactly.
closed, whatever. What you do not see, there's absolutely no way of seeing the business that otherwise would come in and says, you know what,
exactly.
we're not even going to go to New York. That's invisible, totally invisible. Yeah. There's no way to track that. So there's no way for us to track the company that otherwise would come here and open its headquarters or open an office here, but they see that the torture that Trump is enduring. And you know what? We don't need any part of that. Let's go somewhere
exactly.
we're actually welcome and given a big bear hug when we're when we arrive. And, you know, our efforts are applauded and rewarded and cheered on rather than vilified and excoriated.
Without a doubt. Going to break. Got more from DeRoy on the other side. Stay with us.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, along with Roy Murdoch, the Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. Well, the Dems are, if they weren't before in a full-blown panic, they have to be now. I mean, polling, everything about Joe Biden puts into question if this guy can even survive the convention. I mean, there's not even any soft chatter. I mean, it is loud chatter about bring on Michelle as the saving grace of the Democratic Party, because they do not, they're losing faith in Joe Biden.
Well, they are. And boy, the numbers are terrible. I think James Carville, the big Democrat campaign consultant, he said, you look at, amazing comment, he said, you look at Biden's polls, he said, it's kind of like looking at your grandmother naked, you know, it's something you can't see.
Exactly.
Quite a comment. But for example, like I just saw today, Hispanic voters are supporting Trump 46% Trump, 40% Biden. So Biden is behind by 6% among Hispanics, which is down from something like, I think he got 70%, so he's gone from 70 mm-hmm. down to 40. That's a 30-point drop. And there's no way you can win the White House if you have that big a piece of your base disappear. Among blacks, Trump won, I believe it was about 12% of the black vote in 2020, according to exit polls at the time. He's now up to 22, some surveys, 28% mm-hmm. of the black vote. And right. that sort of thing probably will increase as you see the illegal aliens coming in and getting all kinds of free stuff. And black folks sitting here thinking, all right, well, we've been here since, 16, 17, 1800s, and we're not getting free stuff. So
exactly.
they're jumping ahead of us to getting all these goodies. I just saw here in New York, this is an appalling story. There is a school here in New York City that has a 90% black population, or 90% minority, I think mainly black students, mm-hmm. Specifically special needs kids with autism and other disabilities. And New York City has decided to move them out of their school into an older school without appropriate facilities so a bunch of illegal alien kids can occupy their school. And I got to think the Democrat parents, most of their parents are probably Democrats here in New York, mm-hmm. Ought to look at this and say, you know what, why are we voting for people? Well, not just move black kids out of a school to let in illegal aliens, but move mm-hmm. disabled kids with autism exactly. and other special needs out of their school, which is prepared for them with special facilities that are helpful for them in their conditions, and get them out of the way to bring in the illegal aliens and put these other black and Hispanic New York American citizens into a school that I think was built in 1904, 1905, that's apparently dilapidated and falling apart. You know, if you're going to put any anybody anywhere. Why not put the illegal aliens into the old school and put American citizens in a special school that's designed for kids with disabilities? No, no. Let's get them out of there, shove them out of the way, and bring in the illegals and put them in the better school and put the American citizens into the beaten up old dilapidated school that's falling apart. I mean, that kind of thing is disgusting. And the more that black and Hispanics hear about this, the more they're going to say, you know what, there's no reason to support this party. The hell with them. Time to support Trump and the Republicans.
Well, this is why Joe Biden, you know, and the Democratic Party, all they know is to buy votes. So legal or illegal, but especially illegals right now, they're using a lot of our tax money to buy that vote. And so with all the freebies, that that welcome wagon packet that they give to all the illegals, included in there is a blank ballot form.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, they'll all be given a ballot. And even though, you know, we have an open discussion about illegals voting in a national election, you know what's going to happen. They are going to cheat out their skulls. Go ahead.
I mean, these people are getting, you know, free phones and free plane tickets. I'm not sure they're getting free ballots per se, but a lot of these people come in and get driver's licenses. And there's certain states now where you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. And they don't
California,
say, are you a U.S.
California,
citizen?
Case in point.
You got it. You got a driver's license. Boom, here's your ballot. So there are people who get ballots, including people who are legal, lawful immigrants who get ballots, and they run to the Immigration and Customs Service, the Customs immigration offices, say, look, you know, I didn't register to vote. I didn't ask for this. Please fix this, because when I am ready for my green card, I don't want you guys to think that, you know, I cheated and I voted. I didn't. I didn't ask for this ballot. I don't want this ballot. Get this ballot as far from me as possible, because these people get driver's licenses, which they can, and boom, they're automatically registered to vote. And this is not an accident. This is exactly what the Democrats want, is to get as many of these people registered with the ability to vote. Some of them nefariously will, you know, I know this is against the law, I'll go vote. Others of them may just innocently think, you know, hey, Biden gave me a free phone, free plane ticket, a free hotel room, you know, free health care, my kids are in school, so I guess if I got a ballot, I can vote.
Exactly.
And by the way, it's one thing to show up at the polls, but if you get a free ballot in the mail, and the ballot harvesters know they're there, they're going to come knocking on your door and say, oh, just fill out your ballot. Oh, fill out the little bubble that says Biden. I'll take care of that, and you don't worry about it. And, you know, you do that 5,000 or 6,000 times in a swing state, and boom, all of a sudden, they've got Georgia, they've got Arizona, they've got Michigan, you know, this sort of thing. So this is a really, really serious problem, and my fear is that we're going to have some of these illegal aliens coming across the border and either nefariously or somewhat innocently voting in not 20 years or 10 years or 5 years, but in this election in November. And that is a big, massive national crisis.
Well, and also you're talking 10 million, at least estimated here, at least 10 million illegal immigrants and growing. And what is this going to mean 6 years down the road for the next census, DeRoy?
Absolutely.
Demographically,
right.
This is going to change the makeup of our country. And Joe Biden and Barack Obama, their wishes are going to come true.
Even if these folks are not voting, the plan is that they will be moved into a lot of these Democrat states that are thinning out. You know, people are up and leaving, as we said earlier, leaving California, leaving Illinois, leaving New York. Mm-hmm. And the illegal aliens are going to come in and replace these people and be counted for the census. So New York State, for example, instead of losing one or two congressional seats, we'll keep one or two congressional seats because we have our quote-unquote newcomers here filling in for all the people who've up and left for Texas, Florida, Tennessee, et cetera. And so that means more electoral votes for president in a state like New York, more votes in the House for the New York delegation, and, of course, more money, because if you have a lot of these programs are based on what your population is, that's Uncle Sam will write a bigger check for the state of New York. And
exactly.
The more right than wrong, correct. We'll write a bigger check for all the people in New York, including the illegal aliens. You know, we used to have a question on the census for many years, all the way back to the 1830s, that just said, are you a citizen? The left screamed and yelled and said they wanted to, forgive me, Trump said he wanted to take that question. Let me go back one step. Obama took that question off the regular census. Trump wanted to put it back on the census, as it had been for 180, 200 years. And, of course, the left screamed racism, bigotry, Nazi, Hitler, blah, blah, blah. Well, all they want to do is go back to the way it was under Bill Clinton, under Jimmy Carter, under Lyndon Johnson, et cetera. And, unfortunately, the U.S. Department of Justice under Attorney General Barr came up with a very talk of any argument about one agency having an interagency task force and even information to do this, that. He couldn't follow it. And the Supreme Court said, you know what, we can't follow your argument. We're going to stick with what we have. And so we did not ask the question about the census, about citizenship in the last census. So now this will be two censi, I guess is the word, without the citizenship question. So now maybe in 2030 we'll skip it again. But I think it's very important to ask the citizenship question. Hopefully, if a Republican president pushes for that, it'll be with a very simple argument, which is every president did it up until Obama stopped it and put it back on the census. And then we can say, okay, New York has them and make the number 22 million people, 20 of them are citizens, 2 million of them are illegal. So we only apportion for 20, not 22, and
exactly.
The number of House seats, electoral college seats accordingly. This is important. And this is one of the reasons that illegal aliens have been, you know, borders ripped open and they're coming across, is to pad those numbers for the Democratic Party with illegal aliens. Yeah.
It's a little bit of what, you know, LBJ did in the mid-60s in stacking the deck. This is a new iteration of it. Instead of using, you know, minorities as LBJ used for the war on poverty, it's Biden and the Democratic Party now using illegal immigrants to stack the deck against America's citizens. I mean, this is just blatant, Roy.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. They're doing it out in the open, you know, under the noonday sun. You see it on television every single night. You saw the people coming across the border, I think in El Paso, ripping down the concertina wire. And basically, people say, oh, it's not an invasion. You're overstaying. That was an invasion. You can't call it anything other than an invasion of the United States. People ripping down, physically ripping down the border and running in the United States and knocking over National Guardsmen who were down there, including one or two who I think were injured. I
mean, the National Guard was just overwhelmed. Exactly.
Overwhelmed.
I mean, they were like they were like bullfighters without a red cape. Olé, just let them go through, right?
To the ground. Yeah, I mean, if that's not invasion, I don't know what is. And I believe, by the way, some of those were arrested, but they've all been freed. They've all been given parole, and they're you know, could be right next to you right now, Bill, or next door, next door listeners. So
did Kamala Harris? Did she place the? Did she pay the bail for them or something or what?
Probably so. Yeah.
Well, here we are. I mean, this is America today, ladies and gentlemen. And it is black and white. It really is. There's no in between on this. This is a binary choice. Either we're going to have an America that believes in the rule of law, or we're going to have Biden's America, where lawlessness and crime will reign. Right? That's what we're seeing.
Well, those things that, you know, and lies. I mean, I'd be so much happier if Joe Biden at least were running on a positive program. But it seems like his, as I write a piece, and it's going to come out in Newsmax, Newsmax should be running this, his whole campaign seems to be on, okay, tell as many lies as possible. I mean, we had the bloodbath lie last week where a comment about the bloodbath in the U.S. auto industry, as Trump said, that was turned into, oh, there's going to be a bloodbath in the streets and people will be, you know, killed on the streets if Democrats fight. Wins, you know, complete nonsense. And then we had the other lie about Trump not going to the cemetery in France because he thought the people buried there were, quote, losers and suckers, quote, unquote. I wrote about that personally. I wrote five different articles, which I quoted 16 different people by name, who said, no, we were in France, we were on the delegation with Trump. This isn't true. He didn't visit that cemetery because of bad weather, very low clouds made helicopter travel impossible. Getting there back and forth, and the motorcade didn't work logistically, so he didn't go there. But the next day, he went to a different American military cemetery near Paris, and he laid a wreath and so forth.
Roy Murdoch, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Okay, you be well. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.